Hello, loves. I'm your host, Christina Ray. I'm a life coach, breathwork facilitator, and entrepreneur with multiple conscious businesses. Through sharing my journey, I hope to inspire you and make life just a little bit easier for you to navigate. I believe through sharing and authenticity, we create space for others to feel safe, empowered to share, and to feel less alone. In this space, we talk about everything from realizations through spiritual awakenings to breakups to mindfulness. And I interview people from all over the world who are using their power for good so we can build all our power together. Let the journey begin. Hello, loves, and welcome back to the Power for Good podcast. Today, we're going to embark on a journey of self-discovery, breaking free from societal norms, and becoming disruptors in our own lives. I'm your host, Christina Ray. In our episode today, it's a solo cast where we're going to dive into some transformative topics of expansion, letting go of the programming, and the power of disruption. Many of us find ourselves confined to the comfort of familiarity. But what happens when we allow ourselves to expand beyond those limits? Today, we're going to explore this topic of expansion. It's about pushing boundaries that we've set for ourselves. It's about embracing discomfort, and it's about stepping in to the magic of the unknown. Expansion is my word this year, and I have been fully living it so far. So far this year, I've moved again and moved back to Miami. I started working on a new empowerment program for women for my coaching program, One-on-One, which is coming soon. I've relaunched this podcast for a fiery new season, committed to sharing my raw truth. I've added new facilitators to our Ray Rituals membership space with over 25 women facilitators, to be exact, on rayrituals.com, our space where women share their most healing rituals. And this past weekend, I did a shoot with a photographer here in Miami called Orangutang, aka Mike. And this pushed me even further into my expansion. The shoot was definitely different than anything that I've done before. We're shooting in a new style, and it was a little bit more exposed than anything I've done before because we used a different clothing, a different style, and it just felt more raw and more real. And with this came a feeling of power, a feeling of liberation and divine feminine energy, and honestly, just joy and bliss as I just felt my wings spreading. And again, I felt another layer of programming and conditioning just shedding away. To me, expansion means following your authentic expression, your truth. And in order to truly do that, you have to let go. You have to let go of the programming, the conditioning, all the things that you've been taught and learned your whole life from your parents, from media, sometimes teachers, schools, different mentors, things that have come upon in your life. You have to really question that and sometimes let it go so that you can hear yourself and what makes you happy and what makes you authentically you. You got to question and be willing to feel uncomfortable in order to grow, because in the discomfort, there is space. And in that space, you can create the new you, create your new life, and watch it blossom. You can create anything and everything that you want to be. In that space, you can truly be free. And how many of us are actually free in this world? In your truth, in your authentic expression, and in the absence of all of the programming, you are truly liberated. And in that, there is so much magic. But how? How can you begin your journey of expansion? You have to start by questioning your beliefs and challenging the limitations that you yourself have placed on yourself. You have to embrace new experiences, learn from the failures, and continuously see growth. Awakening after awakening, and just when things get comfortable, more comes, and the discomfort comes again. And you have to also stop giving a what other people think. Let go of the opinions and the judgment and stop letting other people run your life. The day that you stop letting other people rule your life is the day that the magic will appear, honey. Expansion often begins when we open up ourselves to the vast possibilities that exist beyond our comfort zones, beyond what we're used to, beyond others' opinions of us, beyond the box that we've placed ourselves in. Our society often imposes expectations and norms that shape our thinking and our behavior. So how do we break free from this programming? Where does it begin? It begins with self-awareness. In order to become self-aware, you have to take a closer look at your beliefs and your behaviors. Are they truly yours, or are they a product of societal conditioning, of your parents? Are they your partner's beliefs? Questioning those aspects allows you to reclaim your authenticity and your truth. You have to really take a look at your life, your day-to-day, the choices that you've made, and ask where they're coming from. Look at yourself in the mirror. Look at your choices. Look at the way that you dress. Look at your relationships and your beliefs around those relationships and ask yourself, where is that coming from? Can I share a personal experience of letting go of the programming? I once believed success was solely defined by this conventional career, straight and narrow path. I created rules for myself that I needed a 9-to-5. And for a little while, I lived it. But I was miserable. I also believed that I needed to get married. I needed to have kids. Basically, I needed to do what everybody else does. I also believed that I needed to drink alcohol to celebrate things. This is the way that it was. At dinner, we had wine, and it all had to be part of my life. And it was during these times that I also had the deepest, darkest depressions of my life, the darkest nights of the soul. And I questioned if I even wanted to live. And it was during this time that I was following the path of how you were supposed to live, according to the conditioning, according to the programming. But letting go of the programming allowed me to pursue my true purpose and to find meaning in life again. And the fulfillment that I found was beyond anything that I had imagined. Along with expansion and growth comes disruption, because not everyone in your life will enjoy the fact that you're changing. And questioning them, questioning your choices, questioning the norms, questioning your life, it's going to disrupt shit. It's going to upset people, and there's going to be backlash. Being a disruptor is about challenging the status quo. So you have to be prepared for this backlash. Know that you will disrupt people, and this makes you an expander. When you seek expansion, you are an expander. But you will help others expand, and they're going to see more than they're able to see alone. And they may at times like it, and they will love you for it. And then at times, they will hate you for it because they aren't ready. They aren't ready to see it. So why is disruption important on this quest of personal growth and expansion? Because disruption breaks the chains that bind us to these outdated ways of thinking and living, to these ways that are keeping us, so many of us, down, stuck, miserable. It sparks innovation and creativity. It leads to personal and societal progress. Disruptors are the expanders and the trailblazers who are shaping the future. So how can you truly become a disruptor of your own life? You have to be brave. You got to be brave to challenge the norms, whether they're societal expectations or self-imposed limitations and rules that you've set for yourself. Don't be afraid to question why things are the way that they are and explore a new path, a new journey, a new way of thinking. Disruption often starts with a single act of defiance against the ordinary. But be ready for the backlash. Listen to the voice inside that's always known the truth. I believe that there's always a voice. There's always something inside of you that knows the truth. And you have to follow what feels good. And that's been sort of my motto this past year, is follow what feels good. We have to learn how to get out of our mind. And one of my best techniques for that is breath work and meditation. So you can really silence the mind and get back into your body, because so much of societal conditioning, programming, and the way that our world runs is to get us stuck in our mind. And so we're detached from our body. So we don't really know what feels good anymore. So when you can really silence the mind, bring ease to the mind, and get back into your body knows. It's so, so wise. We have this deep ancient wisdom in our bodies, and your body knows what feels good, what you're supposed to do. So you connect to that and you follow what feels good. And this changed everything for me. In that moment, you're able to really feel the path that you're supposed to take. And you hear as well the messages, the realizations, what to do next, how to create space, the path to expansion. I always knew that my previous relationship, for example, there was a couple of years at the end that I knew that it wasn't the right relationship for me. And I hear this of so many people. The final years of being in these long relationships where you kind of know that you shouldn't be there, and yet you don't really listen to that voice because you're comfortable, because you're scared, because of this, that. And so you ignore it. You push it to the side, but your body knows. And some people become ill. When you don't listen to that voice, when you don't follow what feels good, you start to have the opposite effect. Your mental health starts to deteriorate. Your actual physical health starts to deteriorate. When we don't follow our truth, we suffer greatly. Because we truly, when we can silence the mind, when we connect to ourselves, we always know the truth. We always know. I knew, and I didn't listen, and I suffered for it. But guess what? I finally did, and here we are. Moment for that. And it's not easy. I know that if you're in that space where you know what you should do, but you have yet to do it, I sympathize with you, and you'll get there. Trust yourself and keep going. But today, we've explored this transformative journey of expansion, letting go of the programming and the power of disruption. Remember, my loves, your journey towards growth, towards expansion, towards disrupting, towards becoming this powerful being, it's unique. And embracing expansion and disruption, it is a powerful journey that will lead you to unlocking so much magic. And it has changed my life. It is also a difficult path, but it's so worth it. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Power for Good. Keep breaking those boundaries and living your freaking truth. Break free and fly. If you like this episode, subscribe, follow, like, all of the above. And if you want to share your story, DM me on Instagram, Christina Ray Almeida. Connect with me. I want to hear about how you're using your power for good, your spiritual awakenings, your transformation on our listener spotlights. So send me a message. Let's connect. Until then, keep expanding, baby. Let's do it. You got this. You are powerful.